everybody. Welcome back to Popcorn Premieres. I'm your host, Logan Thompson, joined by our lovely co-host,
Ethan Kaufman. Hey, hi, hello, everyone.
And today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the box office, but most of this episode is going to be spent on a little fun segment. Ethan and I, or I guess
you,
me.
Entirely, yeah. You. Do not give me any credit. I don't deserve it.
Okay. That I developed for us to do, which is what I'm calling an April movie auction.
Let's go.
It's inspired by this other movie podcast I listen to called The Big Picture, because they do movie auctions.
Sean Fennessy, hi there. Come to Ithaca, please.
Yeah,
come back,
you should totally come to us, Sean Fennessy. Anyways, we have 10 movies that are being released. 8 of them are being released theatrically. 2 are being released on Netflix, and we are going to auction on them. We have a very specific order to these movies in essentially how big I expect them to be. Overall, this is pretty much the general order of these films.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I think we have a solid list.
We got a good list.
Yeah. You have $100. I have $100.
Yes.
And, yeah, so would
and
you
we
like...
each have to get 5?
Yes.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Can we bid in $5 increments?
Yeah, no. We should bid, like, in $5 increments.
Okay.
I agree. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I am going to set a timer.
Oh.
We're going to have a 1-minute timer on every bid.
Oh, dang.
Yes. So, Monkey Man, starting in 3, 2, 1...
$5.
$20.
$20?
Yes.
That's 1 out of 5.
Yep.
That's okay. I'll go 25.
35.
You really want this? Do I let you have this for 35? That's not. I'm
35.
40.
Ooh.
I don't even want it for 40.
I think. Ooh.
Can I go back? Can
no,
I let you have
no,
it for 35?
You can't. You can't. I'm thinking about this right now. I think at some point we should be able to do $1 increments.
Okay.
41.
I'll let you have it for 41.
Okay. Sold for 41.
All right.
And that wasn't like a cheat thing, but like that's, we do have 100.
I think when we get there, then we go down to 1.
Yeah, exactly. Like when we get pretty high. Okay.
Yeah.
So I am getting Monkey Man. I'm pretty happy with Monkey Man.
Yeah, you would be.
I mean, it's like, it might be better than John Wick.
It will not be better than John Wick, but I also like John Wick more than other people. So I'm biased.
Which means that you might really like Monkey Man.
I totally will. I'm a huge Dev Patel fan. I'm a huge action fan.
Like, have you seen the stuff about this film where, like,
yeah. The
equipment broke, so they had these GoPros and iPhones,
yeah.
And, like, Dev Patel broke his hand.
I am thrilled.
Broke, like,
to
a bunch
this.
Of stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yes, we are.
You're down to $59.
I am down to
$59.
I like it too. Because I got Monkey Man as
okay.
a result.
All right.
Next up is Challengers.
30.
We didn't even start yet.
30.
Well, hold on. Okay, you fit 30. 35.
Why would you do that?
Because it's Challengers.
40.
You know, this is tough. Because this is the movie I'm the most excited for.
Me too. I'm not letting you have this.
You're not letting me have
I'm
this?
I'm not letting you have
45.
It. Why?
You said it's the
can
movie
we,
that you're
can we
most
go to
excited
now?
For. Yeah.
46.
47.
48. 49. Screw it,
50. I'll let you have it.
Okay. Thank you.
I was...
Thank you for being so generous.
Can I be honest?
Yeah?
I was doing that just to work you up. I knew
hate
you would
you.
Go to 50.
I hate you so much.
I knew you would do it.
I hate
so,
you.
It is the movie I'm the most excited for, but I knew I wanted to
you know what?
To
whatever.
Keep
I want. I got Challengers. I win.
You did get Challengers.
I win the whole thing in my book.
Well, I got
this
Monkey Man.
Unfair.
Well, next up, though, is another big movie.
Okay.
Civil War.
Civil War. So hyped.
All right, are we ready for
I'm ready.
Civil War? Okay, starting the timer. 15.
20.
25. 30. 35. Oh, Ethan's struggling here.
If you get it for 35, that puts you down to what? 54? 34? 40. 20. 24.
24. Civil
War. That still gives you some power, though.
Civil War.
What are we at?
Civil War at 35.
Can I go 36?
Sure. You can go 36.
I'm fine here. I'm at 36. I'm fine here.
Yeah, and then you
I'm cozy.
Yeah. And then you go down to $14.
Okay.
You want to go down to $14?
I'm okay going down.
Okay. I'll let you go down to $14.
All right. Okay.
Ethan has Civil War.
I have Civil War. Let's go.
For how much?
36.
36. And now you're down to 14.
Down to 14. You better add that $14.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Abigail. $15.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So
I can't bid against that.
You can't bid against that anymore. So I got Abigail for $15. Oh, I keep accidentally highlighting the entire doc.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
For some reason. No, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm just going to move my computer closer to me.
Yeah.
But yeah. So now I actually have 44.
I'm realizing now that I played this very poorly.
See, that's okay. This is our first auction.
I'll learn from this.
Yes.
I'll know for next time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Let me guess. You're going to go 15 again.
I'll let you bid first.
$1, Bob.
15.
Thanks.
All right. Well, 15 is sold. I'm excited for both of these, though.
I'm excited for both of them. The trailer for Abigail looks like a ton of fun.
Exactly. And so does the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Abigail's from the Ready or Not guys. Mm-hmm. They did like Scream 5 and 6.
Exactly. And then Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is a reunion with Guy Ritchie and Henry Cavill during World War II, where Henry Cavill is just like this insane dude killing Nazis.
Yee.
Like, that's just so up my alley. I couldn't not get those. I'm sorry. How do you feel about these?
I don't feel great. I should have let you have, like, challengers or whatever.
I feel like Abigail and Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare definitely together are worth more than Civil War.
I may agree with you.
And Ethan.
And yet I spent 36 on Civil War.
Do you know what this means?
That what does this
you
mean?
Might end up with later?
Thanks. I no. We're not even going to talk about it until we get there.
Okay.
No.
Because we have one amazing movie at our number 10 spot
yeah.
that I want Ethan to have.
I don't want it.
I want
you
Ethan
can take
to
it.
Have it so
you can
badly.
Have it for free if you want.
You have to. That's the thing. You have to put a dollar on it.
Jeez.
There has to be money on
All right.
It. All right. Well, here we go.
All right.
At number 6, because we're 5 movies through. We are at our more lower tier films at this point. So number 6 is The First Omen.
Yeah.
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 All right. So shall we start?
Go for it. You can go first.
You can go first.
I don't want to go first.
$5.
$5. How about $10?
$11.
12's the highest I can go here.
Yeah.
Screw it. $12. You want it. You think that trailer looks good. You want this.
I don't want this. I'm going to let you have it at $12.
First Omen at $12.
If this movie ends up being terrible, this
trailer
this
looks
is
great.
Be great. The first trailer looked great.
Don't care.
Did you see the second trailer?
I didn't. I didn't know there was a second trailer.
Yeah, it didn't look as good. I'm not going to lie.
Damn it. First auction. We learned from this.
Yeah. Here's also the other thing. Like, first trailer looked good because it barely showed anything.
You know what?
So then once you had the second trailer, that actually showed
stuff.
You know
what?
Yeah.
You know what?
What do I know?
You know what?
What do I know?
I don't know. Probably more than me at this point.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyways, you have $2. I have $29.
So I'm clearly getting those last two for $1 each.
We got 4 movies left.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, well, at number 7, you have Boy Kills World.
Which looks like so much fun.
It does look like a lot of fun.
Yeah. You can take it for 15.
I want it for 3.
You want it for 3?
Yeah. Actually, no, scratch
There's
that.
No point.
No, scratch that, reverse it. I want it for 2. Because you can't even get it for 2.
This is just cruel.
So I'm taking Boy Kills World.
Okay, for $2.
Right, for $2. Next up is, oh wait, now I have $27. Let's just update that.
Yeah. Quickly.
All right, next up is Sasquatch Sunset.
Which also looks like a ton of fun in a completely different way.
Yes. Like in this trailer, we see Sasquatches doing the nasty, you could say. And it's intriguing.
It's something.
You could say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's what art has come to.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Is there any benefit from finishing this auction with money left over? Like, do you get some vague reward?
I just think it's funny. I think that there's some comedic relief.
There's some comedic relief.
You know what I mean? All right.
You can take this for $2 if you actually no $2. $2. No, I can't do that. $1.
You're betting $1 on Sasquatch Sunset.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I bet?
You can take it for $2 now.
I bet $27. Okay. The rest of the money I have.
You just don't care to have any left over. No. It doesn't get you anything.
Yeah, it's not like it's gonna carry over to when we do a May auction.
It doesn't?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You can have Sasquatch Sunset for $27.
I will happily take Sasquatch Sunset for $27, as a matter of fact.
Sasquatch.
Oh. Do you want to fix that for me?
No, I like it as that.
As Sasquatch. Oh, well, you fixed it. Thank you, Ethan. All right. Well, now we have two movies left.
We have two movies left.
Both are Netflix releases.
I mean, I'm getting these for a bargain.
You could say that.
I can definitely say that.
I think the first one is actually, like, could actually be decent.
Yes. It has Gillian Anderson.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
She's like Gillian Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who Gillian Anderson is, to be honest.
She's Jean Milburn from Sex Education.
Oh.
Let's go.
Okay, that is actually really cool. Okay. Well, there you go. You're going to get that.
Scoop? I get Scoop for $1?
Scoop for $1.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Scoop could actually be really good, though, to tell people about Scoop, because we are going to talk about it later in this episode, because it does come out this upcoming weekend. Scoop is a journalist film.
Yes.
And that's like a cool genre of films. Like,
but
I like
journalist. It's a British journalist film.
Yes, which I have not seen, like, a British journalist film before. And it's about this interview that they do with Prince Andrew, which apparently is pretty famous. I've never seen this interview before or even heard about it, but could be good.
Could be good.
Coming out on Netflix this Friday.
Yay, Netflix.
Woo. Yeah, we love Netflix for taking away movies that are actually pretty interesting looking and that could be released in theaters
if
and help
Netflix
generate
heard that I was
theaters.
Getting access to two of their original movies for the measly price of $2, they would hate me. I'm cheating the system.
You are cheating the system. Yeah. Well, do we want to reveal the final movie that you're getting, Ethan?
I will take Rebel Moon Part 2 for $1.
This was the satisfaction I was waiting for.
Why? Why did you do this to me?
Because it's Rebel Moon Part 2.
I don't want this. I don't want this. Yeah. I don't need this.
No.
I hate you.
But you have it.
I don't want it.
You have it.
I don't want it. Can we redo this?
Too bad.
Can we go back?
We can't.
I'm gonna unplug something in here so that the whole episode so far gets deleted and we have to redo this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna do that.
I'm gonna do that.
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna cause some chaos here.
I feel really scared right now.
You should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know that you're 100% gonna do this.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It'll just be an April Fool's prank.
Yeah, like, ruining
whoopsie,
that.
The episode's gone.
Oh, God. Happy April Fools. We are recording this on April Fools.
We are.
So, yeah. I released a rant about the Pooniverse for.
Pooniverse rant.
Pooniverse rant for April Fools on YouTube right now.
But was it a serious rant or was it a joke rant?
Well, you got to find out when you watch the video.
I don't want to find out.
I think you should.
I like being in suspense.
It's pretty beautiful.
It's pretty beautiful.
It's, yeah.
I hear Logan likes movies.
The product. What about, Logan does like movies.
Yeah. I've heard he does.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with that hearing that you've heard.
So Logan wins. Logan wins the April movie auction.
We don't know.
Logan wins.
We don't know. What if Rebel Moon Part 2 is good?
Want to say that again?
What if
I know it's April Fool's, but you want to say that again?
What if Rebel Moon Part 2 is good? What if Boy Kills World sucks? It didn't get the best reviews out of South by Southwest last year.
Okay.
So what if Rebel Moon Part 2 is better than that? What if Sasquatch Sunset is like a slog fest and Rebel Moon Part 2 is honestly more exciting than it?
I love how you're trying to talk up Rebel Moon Part 2. It's okay. I know I lost.
And what if the first Omen is like incredible and is like the best horror movie of the century?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Rather than Abigail.
Right, yeah.
Which is being directed by directors Radio Silence, who did the Scream movies and Ready or Not. Yeah, what if First Omen is just miles better than that?
But I don't have Giancarlo Esposito in any of my movies, and you do.
I do.
So I think you win.
Well, we will come back to this when we do our May auction.
I got Challengers. Suck it.
You did get Challengers.
Suck it.
And Civil War. Which are my one in three. On excitement.
They might be my one and two, honestly.
Really?
I think maybe.
You're more excited for Civil War than Monkey Man?
Just a little bit, I think. I'm a huge Alex Garland fan.
Okay, so. That's fair. I really did not like Men.
I didn't like Men, but like Ex Machina is amazing.
Yeah.
Annihilation's really, 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 really good. Hi, Dad. I know you're listening to this. You're welcome for praising your... What is it? Favorite movie of 2018 for some reason? Annihilation? Very good.
That's a solid favorite movie of 2018.
It's very good.
Yeah.
His Hulu show, Devs, that was really good.
I haven't seen that.
It's epic.
I'm glad
to hear. Great Nick Offerman performance. And now he's the president.
Awesome. Yeah.
I win.
But he also directed Men. And now he's retiring, by the way. Apparently, Alex Garland is retiring from directing. I call absolute BS.
Probably.
Most artists say that they retire, but then they never do because at the end of the day, when you're an artist, you want to make art.
He's pulling a Miyazaki.
Yeah, probably. Like, will he take a break?
Probably.
Yeah, he might not direct. Like, we might not see another, like, Alex Garland show or movie, like, directed in a few years. Like,
yeah.
It might be a while. But at the end of the day, like, he's going to come back.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's Alex.
Exactly. There's no way he's retiring.
Nah.
Just no way.
I mean, for $36, you better not be.
Yeah, you did put $36 on Civil War.
I put $36 on this man.
You still might win, though. I don't think it's over.
We'll see.
Think Civil War and Challengers could both be just, like, insane.
We shall see.
And then, sure, Monkey Man might also be insane, but does Abigail and Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare being, like, fun together counteract the insanity of Civil War and Challengers?
I think that I'm feeling good about this.
Yeah, I'm trying to make you feel better.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, it's working.
I'm glad. Glad it's working. I think, really, your section revolves on how good the first Omen is.
Does it, though? What if Scoop's great?
Scoop could be great.
I think we need to devise an algorithm to compare how much we got the movie for and, like, what its Letterboxd rating is or something.
Well, I feel like it doesn't matter how much you paid for it.
No, it does.
I think it's just,
no, it
like,
does. Yeah.
I think it's
you
just
you don't
grouping.
Want that because I spent $2 on just two movies collectively.
If that was the case, then I would have just spent $2 on Sasquatch Sunset, but instead I spent $27.
Moving on.
Let's talk about the box office.
Can we not? I don't want to give up Jason.
But you have to.
But I do have to.
Godzilla X Con. How much did you think this movie was going to make?
Because
you wrote this down.
You deleted it, I think.
Oh, did I delete this?
Yeah.
Because
it was on last
week. Do you
want
to go to a previous, like, how did we go
revision
to a previous
history?
Revision history? Yeah.
I got it. Hold up.
Don't change the thing, but yeah, just, like, see what it was.
See full version history. Oh, my God. Okay, so I said it was making $50.16 million, and you said it was making $62.57 million.
So we were both just dead wrong.
Yeah.
Except you were just a bit more dead wrong because...
A bit more? That's over $10 million.
Yeah, but this movie made $80 million.
Which is a lot of money.
Like, I was still, like, a solid like 18 under.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like it dominated.
Don't underestimate the big monsters, I guess.
Yeah, seriously. Just don't.
Here you go. Oh,
thank you.
You can have Jason.
I get Jason for a week.
For a week.
And then we'll
not
see.
Not for long.
We'll see, because we're going to have another bet.
Yeah.
With Monkey Man?
I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Monkey Man or First Omen?
Let's do Monkey Man.
Yeah. I agree. Monkey Man's the option. I actually do want to, like, see this, though.
Yeah?
Like Godzilla.
I kind of do, just because it is bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, people are liking it. Like, critics, not as much, but just...
I have seen some very low reviews on Letterboxd.
Yeah. No, me too.
Yeah.
But, like, that's all these MonsterVerse movies.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm kind of excited. I'm going to try to see it on, like, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see how things are going.
We'll see.
Maybe tomorrow I might see this.
Swag.
Anyways, fun fact about this film that I discovered.
Mm-hmm.
It is playing in less theaters than Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yeah, it is? Or played. If you go to Box Office Mojo, which I need to open up real quick, the numbers. Do you want to read the numbers?
Yes. Godzilla X Kong played in 3,861 theaters, and Ghostbusters Frozen Empire in 4,345, which is like, that's about a 500 theater difference. That's a lot.
Yeah. So, like, that's pretty crazy, honestly. And just, like, too bad for those 500 theaters that picked Ghostbusters over Godzilla. Or maybe also just, like, WB wouldn't send their movie to them.
Maybe.
Like, is Godzilla just going to get more theaters next week?
It might.
Yeah. That would be kind of crazy. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Gosh, dang. What else do we got going on? This is the biggest opening for the MonsterVerse since the original Godzilla. Not original, but since the first MonsterVerse
one.
Movie. Yeah, Gareth Edwards Godzilla. So, yeah.
Which is good a good for the movie. Monster.
That is a pretty solid movie.
Yeah.
Gareth Edwards is so good with just scale.
Yes.
You know? And he's doing a Jurassic Park, Jurassic World movie now.
We don't need more of those. I don't care.
We don't, but the fact that it's going to be Gareth Edwards directing excites me.
I don't care who it is, man. I don't need more dinosaurs.
Well, you're going to get it.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not.
I accept the dinosaurs then.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Glad you're accepting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, next up is Ghostbusters, which we just talked about. Fell 15.7, it made $15.7 million. It fell 65% from last week. So, yeah.
I'm still against it.
You're still against it?
Yeah.
That's fair.
This makes me very happy.
Yeah. Total, though, it has crossed 100 million worldwide, so good for that. It's made 108.5 worldwide. Oh, and I forgot to mention, not only did Godzilla make $80 million, like, domestically, but then it made $114 million internationally. So it's almost at $200 million after 3 days.
Which is a lot.
Yeah. Like, that's wild. Kung Fu Panda worldwide is just barely, like, is almost at 350.
Yeah.
So, like, Godzilla's going to eclipse that probably by next weekend.
Totally.
Isn't that just wild?
Yeah. And the budget, though, for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is listed at $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you factor in marketing and stuff, is that making anything?
I think it might end up breaking even.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. Possibly. If it can get up to $200 million worldwide.
It's not getting up to $200 million.
Yeah. Maybe it might lose a bit of money then. I'd still say that it's kind of a success.
A success?
Maybe not like a success, but just like at the end of the day, it did overperform its expectations going into it.
I still don't think that makes it any better, though, if its expectations were losing that much.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is another L for bad CGI franchise stuff.
It's an L for bad CGI franchises, but I'd say it's still a win for the movie theaters because the movie theaters are still making more money than they were expected to.
I suppose.
I think at the end of the day, movie theaters making money is what we want.
I suppose.
Yeah. Because I don't really care about the studios and whatnot as much.
I care about the state of cinema, though.
Yes.
You know?
The theaters. You know, the theaters. That's why they're important. For the state of cinema. And to keep the theatrical experience, even.
They do. When you go to a theater, you have an experience, and that experience is theatrical.
Yes.
And that experience isn't theatrical if you're watching something at home. Then it's home-actical. And that's different.
Yeah. That's a word. That is a word.
It is now.
In the Ethan Kaufman dictionary. Moving on. Dune 2. 11.1 million this past weekend domestically, and now 626.1 worldwide.
Just like
in total. That's awesome.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. Pretty great for Dune. Hopefully it can get up to like 700.
I think it'll.
I think it can.
Like, what was it at last weekend?
Good question. If you want to check that, go for it.
Go into revision history.
Anyways.
I'm surprised I've never had to do this before.
Oh, are you going into revision history to see?
This is the second time.
Okay, let's see. We're going to wait on.
What do we got? Waiting on me. Let's see. Last weekend, it was at 574 million.
I think it can do it by the end of April.
It's going to be a very slow path to get there, though.
I think it's going to be slow, but I think Dune's going to stick around, like, towards the bottom 10.
Yeah.
For a little bit, you know?
Then that puts it, maybe, like, the Batman would be a good comparison.
Maybe.
Like, another Warner Bros. Blockbuster around the 700 million range in March.
Yeah, because I know the Batman, it opened up big, but then it fell more because it's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Well, this has kind of stuck around and held really well, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Both are great movies. I love both of them. So good for, you know, big budget, but also like big brain cinema.
Yes.
Yeah. Big budget, big brain cinema. That's what do you think of this?
I love big brain cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. Kung Fu Panda 4 made just barely over 10 million this weekend at 10.2. Worldwide total is 347.2 million. Yeah, I'm sorry. Dollars. Today's just not it for me.
You don't have to be on your game every day.
I'm sorry.
You were on your game for the auction. That's what matters.
I was, and now I'm just like about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a long week. I recorded.
This is a Monday.
I made a movie this weekend.
You did do that. So I did help you on that a little.
You did help out on Friday, which is awesome. Thank you for that. In making a movie, it's amazing. It's addicting, but God, it is so exhausting.
Yeah. We'll say, though, you didn't run from Talcott to East Tower and back several times.
Well, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Happy to help.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Happy to bring a craft to everyone.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Fulfill their hunger needs.
Yes.
Of course. And you were all up in it, directing and such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. I like directing.
Logan Thompson, more like Logan directing. So sorry.
It's okay. Anyway.
Anywho.
So with Kung Fu Panda, I'm really curious. Will it kind of be like Migration where by maybe like next week or even the following week, it's just going to kind of start to plateau?
I think so.
Yeah. Because I feel like at some point it's going to go above Dune again. Just because people want to take their kids to see films.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a good way to get kids out of the house.
I think the audience that is going to see Dune overlaps a lot with Godzilla X Kong, with maybe like a Civil War, Monkey Man, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And like, there's not a single movie that was in those 10 that really could be a replacement for Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a very dry couple months for
like
little animated movie.
Exactly. Yeah. And sure, did Ghostbusters take a little from Kung Fu Panda because it's kind of a family film? And did Godzilla maybe take a little because it's kind of a family film? Yes. But they're all live action.
Yeah.
And we'll begin
and Ghostbusters is kind of proof, and it's not going to hold that
exactly.
Well.
And I doubt Godzilla is going to hold. I mean, I'm sure it's going to hold better than Ghostbusters, but I doubt it's going to hold, like, you know, as well as something like Dune. Like, I have a feeling by the end of April, Kung Fu Panda will still be in the top 10, but something like Godzilla won't be.
I don't know if I would put Godzilla out of the top 10, but I definitely, I do think out of those three, Yeah. For not counting Dune, Kung Fu Panda is going to hold best.
Yeah. And definitely Ghostbusters not going to hold as well as Kung Fu Panda. Moving on after this.
Immaculate.
Yeah, Immaculate. I think Immaculate's really fun. Like, there's just the story of it. It made $3.3 million this past weekend. It's totaled at $13.1 worldwide. It dropped less than 40%, which is amazing for, like, a wide-release horror film. You know, and I think the online marketing for this really helped.
I would agree.
You know, there was those TikToks I showed you last time. There's also this ad that I saw where Sydney Sweeney was in a church watching it with some, like, female pastors.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Conceptual advertising?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I don't know if they were, like, actual pastors or, like, actors. Probably actors.
Probably.
Yeah. But it was still fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, just ads like that really helped this film. Like, good for the marketing team.
Yeah.
Behind Immaculate. Doing an awesome job.
Good job, fellas.
Oh, also, fun fact, the director of Immaculate is zooming in.
I did see
that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to that.
I might also try and go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to, if and when I see Godzilla, I think I'm going to try to double feature it with Immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even triple feature it with Late Night with the Devil.
Dear Lord.
Which we'll get to soon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movies.
A lot of movies.
That I really want to see.
Yeah.
Personally. But yeah. It'll be a fun time.
Yee.
Moving on to the rest of the top 10. We got Arthur the King, which made 2.4 this past weekend, totaled at just under 20 million with 19.8 worldwide. After that, Late Night with the Devil, 2.2 this past weekend, 6.6 worldwide. This is such a cool story.
I still don't know what it's about.
It's okay, so it's like a talk show host who's not like the biggest talk show host. You know, he's kind of like really close to going off air.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's trying to do something that makes him more relevant. So he invites somebody who's supposedly possessed and then also like a priest or something onto his talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of has like that weirdly themed show. And it's a movie pretty much of the show.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, it seems really cool. And then they have these behind the scenes moments, which are filmed in black and white and whatnot. But the majority of the film is just like what the show would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. With like the show's cameras and the audience and all that jazz.
Which is cool.
Yeah. I'm really excited for when I do get the chance to see this. Mm-hmm. And also, I think this is David Desmalchian's like first leading role.
Yeah. He doesn't lead ever.
Yeah. So the fact
and
that
he's
got.
Great.
Yeah. And I have friends who went to see this and they said it was awesome. So I'm really excited. I would have seen it if I did not have this movie to work on this weekend. But there's also a bit of a controversy with this film that I didn't want to mention.
Which I did hear about.
Yeah, they used AI to generate three title cards for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some really mixed feelings.
And they are?
And they are. Well, I wanted to see if you had any thoughts before I got into mine.
Obviously, I'm, like, against AI just as a baseline in general kind of thing. I think there are times where it can be used. Like, it really depends on the context for which it's being used. And also, like, how prevalently it's featured.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just title cards, like, that could be a lot worse.
Exactly.
But still, I would prefer actual human artists to be doing something.
Me too. But my thoughts are just that this is obviously a really low-budget film.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the benefit of AI for film, is that it's something that can help people that are on a really low budget and don't really have the money to pay an artist.
And I would agree that if it is just for, like, a small title card type thing, and you don't have a huge budget, and also just the sort of genre this is, you kind of want a feeling of offness.
Exactly.
That AI does just naturally provide.
Yeah.
I do think here, maybe they get a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this gets a lot more of a pass than something like what Marvel did for Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Where the whole
intro sequence.
And even though there were people working, like AI technicians working on it, that's different than like actual animators.
Right.
You know? So, like, yes, does it suck? Yeah, but, like, AI is the future, whether we like it or not. And I'd say that this is the best way that AI can be used for films, where it's being used by people that barely have any money to make their movie in the first place and are using AI to help save money when they don't have it. It's one thing when you have studios that do have the money and are using AI to cut costs. That's bad. But, you know, like, if there's a way to save money, you should save money when you don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are my thoughts personally.
Yeah. I think if you have a budget this small, cutting costs where you can, where you're not doing, like, damage.
Exactly.
It will allow for you to breathe in other spaces where maybe you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's also something that's so small.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I guess one way that they could have done this, like, differently is if they, like, kind of online, like, something like Twitter, the directors, or they had Tosmalchi and post and be like, hey, we are looking for somebody to make 3 title cards for this film but not get paid, or something like for free,
right?
But to get a credit. That could have been done.
Yeah.
You know, and I think in the future that would be a really good way for these types of films where you do have an actor that has a platform and probably could online find somebody who would do this for free.
Yeah.
For a very low cost. But, like, aside from that, I mean, yeah.
Eh.
Anyways, that's kind of it.
I don't think it's something to get hugely worked up over.
Exactly. And I feel like I hear people saying that the AI is, like, a stain on this film. I don't think it's, like, a stain.
No.
Yeah. Because it's going to happen. You know, when people, we're people, we're going to make mistakes. Don't let it ruin the film. Don't even call it a stain. It's just something that happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Vibes. On.
The rest of the top 10, we have this movie called Tilu Square, which is a Bollywood film, made almost $2 million this weekend at 1.87. We have another movie called Crew, which is a Hindi film. I think it was made somewhere in the Middle East, made 1.5 this weekend. And rounding out the top 10 is Imaginary. At 1.4.
Still here.
Gonna be out of there next week, though.
Yeah.
So then we will have it in our Fallen Heroes out of the top 10 segment.
Yes.
So, yes. And it's made $35.5 million worldwide.
Decent.
Solid.
Pretty solid. Yeah,
good for Imaginary. And then also, I just wanted to mention a film that we talked about a little
Liam
bit
Neeson.
Last time.
Liam Neeson.
In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Starts outside of the top 10. Yeah. I don't know. We didn't need to talk about it for as long as we did last time. Oh, well. Made barely over $1 million.
LMAO.
Yeah. But I think I still won that prediction because you predicted higher than me.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure. Because you were like, what if this movie makes $5 to $7 million?
I was joking.
Yeah, but I think you still like that. You were using that to justify.
I'm still upset it didn't happen. Yeah. But
you were using that to justify yourself for predicting higher than me.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would have won Jason either way.
Listen, bud.
Okay, bud.
Listen, bud.
What am I listening to?
I don't know. A lot of Vampire Weekend, it sounds like.
Yes, I'm listening to a lot of Vampire Weekend. I love Vampire Weekend. I'm holding a heart with my hands right now to show my love. Anyways, Fallen Heroes out of the top 10. Cabrini. 3 weekends in the top 10.
Good job.
$18.1 million domestic, $18.6 worldwide, so barely made any money worldwide. RIP to that.
RIP.
One thing, it's like it made $1 million this weekend for Easter weekend, and it held really well because it's Easter weekend.
Yeah.
But this was a great weekend for films.
This was.
So, like, a lot of movies did pretty well this weekend. So
except for Ghostbusters.
except for Ghostbusters, pretty much. So, yeah, it fell out of the top 10.
Yeah.
And also, Love Lies Bleeding.
Gone too soon.
Gone way too soon. I totally agree. Two weekends in the top 10, $7.2 million domestic and $7.5 worldwide.
RIP. This one hurts.
This one does hurt. But you know what?
What?
Better that it exists than it just not existing at all.
I agree.
So, We'll take that.
Yes.
And now we have a lot of things for next weekend.
Yes.
So, do you know about this little show called Invincible?
I have been terrible because I watched the first season and I really liked it. I just haven't gotten to the second season yet.
You're a terrible person.
I know. I've heard it's really, really good.
So here's the thing. It was weirdly split into two different parts. And it was just odd because, like, the second part didn't have, like, an actual release date for a while. And usually when streaming services split them into two different parts, it's, like, a few weeks later.
But right.
It was, like, almost half a year later for the second part. But my God, has this second part of season two been incredible.
Let me pull up IMDb briefly and just, like...
Have you looked at IMDb for the show, or are you trying to use it as, like, a motivator to
watch it? I mean, right now I am using it as a motivator to see just how much quality exactly I'm missing.
Okay.
I'm missing quality here.
You are missing.
I'm very clearly missing quality.
Yes. Moving on to films.
Fimmels.
Monkey Man. Projected to only make $13 to $21 million this weekend. What do you predict?
18.8 million. Lock it in.
You're locking it in at there? Okay. Do you want to write it down?
I'm going to lock it in.
Okay. You write it down on that doc. There you go. Ethan is writing it down right now.
18.8 million.
All right, you ready for my prediction?
Let's hear your prediction.
Seeing the trend of all these predictions for, like, these big movies coming out in March.
19.8 million. I'm going up a million.
You're going up a million?
Yep.
Okay, well, I am going to go at a solid 23.2.
23.2.
Yes. Million.
I don't love this because out of our predictions, if I thought it was going to go higher than both or lower than both, it's definitely going higher than both. And I don't like that you're on the higher end and that there's a very small gap between us.
What if it does go lower, though?
21.8 million. I changed my mind.
Fine. Wait, what if it makes 22.8?
If it makes 22.8, then you win. We're not doing Price is Right rules. You're allowed to go over. So you would be closer if it made 22.8.
But that's literally right. Oh, wait, no, I predicted.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay. I thought I predicted 23.8 for a second, but I did not.
No.
So what if it makes right in the middle of us, though? That's what I was trying to say.
Do we want to extend our decimal places? It's whoever's closer to the dollar.
Okay. 23.22.
Ooh. 21.84.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is The First Omen. $8 to $13 million in projections. What are you predicting?
Maybe on the lower end of that.
Me too.
Because I'm thinking with Immaculate, it's not... I don't think it's going to overperform.
Yeah, no. I'm not expecting it to. I think Immaculate, especially because it seems to be sticking around.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so similar. Like, these are both non-horror movies. But it's
not making a ton. Like, if it was maybe a little higher profile.
Yeah.
But it's not. I still think it'll hurt it a little.
But I think because Immaculate is, like, holding, it's becoming more higher profile.
Yeah.
And also because Sydney Sweeney is Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
You know, The First Omen doesn't have anybody. It doesn't have, like, a real, like, star actor who can really market this film.
Yeah.
At least definitely not for our generation. Maybe there's some older actor in here that I don't really know
about.
We'll see. But are they as big as Sydney Sweeney?
No.
No. So I guess we'll find out. What is your prediction?
Like 9, maybe.
9?
Yeah.
I might go lower.
Really? I might go like 8.5.
I'm thinking 7.5.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think I might go under predictions.
Side bet?
No.
Damn.
Nope.
Damn it.
I'm confident in my Monkey Man prediction.
Right.
I'm
confident. Hey, I just need it to be decent.
Monkey Man?
As a First Omen, I need it to be decent as a movie for the sake of my terrible auction today.
If it's decent, then you might win the auction. Anyways, moving on to a little new thing I've added for just releases, because there are these bigger blockbuster type of releases, but there's also a lot of indie films that get released every weekend, so I thought I'd just shed some light on them.
Yes.
You have this movie called La Chimera, which is an Italian film. It debuted in Cannes, and it's kind of just has a lot of magical realism type of concepts. You have Wicked Little Letters. It's a fun kind of British film starring Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley, who are at conflict with one another. Trailer looked very fun. Yes, trailer looks so fun. And I actually am going to try to see that this weekend or during break or something.
Swag.
You also have More, which I don't have like synopses of. But anyways, The Beast, Housekeeping for Beginners, and then People's Joker, which could be really interesting because that one got delayed for like 2 years due to copyright issues with the Joker and Batman and all of that. But it won out and is now getting a theatrical release.
Yay.
Yay, People's Joker. Woo.
Bob Odenkirk is in it.
In the People's Joker?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Cool.
Maybe that's going to make you want to see it now because of Better Call Saul.
We know I don't go see movies.
Yeah, but what if Bob Odenkirk is in it?
I still don't go see movies.
Okay. Fair enough. Streaming releases. One of them is a movie that you have.
Yes.
Scoop. Are you going to watch Scoop? Because you have it?
I feel like that is much greater incentive for me to watch. Like, I watched the trailer this morning so that I would know what it was going in.
Okay, that's good.
Still not going to watch it. No, we'll see. Probably not.
You should watch it. You own it.
I feel like if I'm going to watch anything, it's not going to be Scoop.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You're going to end up watching Rebel Moon, probably. If you watch
obviously.
One of them. Obviously. Yeah. Oh, like, actually?
You're going to watch Rebel Moon.
Are you going to watch it?
No.
Did you watch the first one?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No. It's Rebel Moon.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon.
That's why you should watch it. Like,
no, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Just the joke of it.
No.
Like, the whole concept of Rebel Moon is so funny in hindsight.
Like, why?
Because it's a ripped-off Star Wars script that got denied from Lucasfilm, so it got taken to Netflix, and now Netflix is making it, and the way it's being released is that you have the initial movies coming out, then you're going to have director's rated R cuts coming out later. Like, why don't you just release the director's rated R cuts as the initial movies if you're going to, like, just why?
They're probably justifying it by saying that if it's rated R, it won't make money at the box office.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
It's all coming
I know
out
it's
on
Netflix.
Netflix.
I know. I'm just saying they would probably pull something like that, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's very odd.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're just trying to milk these movies for all it's worth. And
Scoop.
It's really funny. Scoop.
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 I'm gonna watch Scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know how it is. And I'm gonna lie to you, and I'm gonna say it's like terrible.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. There's also another movie, documentary called Girl State, coming out on Apple. It is almost like a sequel or just like kind of movie that would come out alongside this other documentary made by the same filmmakers called Boy State. And both of these were like about programs where, one, you have boys that come and like learn how to or build up like their own government. And these are people that end up like later going into government. I think like you have presidents who did the Boy State program. But you also have Girls State, which I think is a newer program and similar thing, but only for girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Boys State is in Texas and Girls State is in Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe they're both
in
Missouri.
Know.
I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't know fully either. I need to watch Boys State and Girls State.
I need to watch every movie we've talked about on this podcast.
You should. That'll be a fun like week for you.
Yeah.
Of just watching a movie, like five movies a day.
Just locked in my room.
Yeah.
From like the time I get up to the time I go to sleep, I'm just watching like. What's a terrible movie we've talked about that I've forgotten about?
Madam Web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would watch Madam Web twice, honestly, because we talked about it so much.
That's valid. Yeah. Or Imaginary.
You know what? I should watch a movie once for every time it was in the top five.
You should.
Yeah.
Or Argyle. You'd have to watch Argyle a couple of times. Thank you. I appreciate that. Anyways, like, let's just see. Just this episode gave you how many movies? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
lots.
Eight, nine.
Lots.
I'm just counting real quick.
Lots.
10, 11,
still
12,
going.
12, 13,
still
14,
going.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Quite literally every movie except Dune 2 and Love Lies Bleeding that was mentioned today.
27. 27 movies, Ethan. From the Justice episode.
I'm good, buddy.
You sure?
I'm good.
You could watch one movie a day for the rest of the month.
I could
get
do
through
that.
This episode.
I could do that.
Yeah.
You know what? When I said that, it was an April Fool's joke. Ha ha. April Fool's. Pranked ya.
What if I prank you by kidnapping you and bring you to a room with just a TV and all these movies loaded in?
You know what? I'll be okay with it as long as I get like a giant, like a bunch of popcorn in the Dune 2 popcorn bucket.
What if it's in a Jason Statham popcorn bucket?
How would that work? Would there be like a hole in his head? Would it be his
mouth?
Yeah,
but if it's like a bigger version of his head with a hole in the bottom. So it's like an upside down Jason Statham.
Why is
head.
He upside down?
Because that way it's like a bowl.
I don't want him upside down.
Okay, we should get going.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.